And I guess I was really getting in it, 'cause I just shouted out above the crowd. And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign?
Welcome back to the show, Evan Bray. It's been a great morning down here at Agribition. Thank you to everybody. We have had literally listeners stop by for a chat from Bigger to Redvers to Glen Avon to you name it. I feel like we've had people from all corners. So I just had a fellow stop by from Milestone, proving to me that he's left-handed based on our conversation yesterday about left-handed people. It's been a good conversation. It's been lots of different folks stopping by the booth. Thanks again to the Saskatchewan Cattle Association for hosting us here live. Well, I'm looking forward to this conversation with someone who I actually talked to a few months back now. When we think about healthcare in the province, there are lots of different avenues that we are striving to make enhancements. And one of them is through the addition of increased number of physician assistants in healthcare. It's an important role to help with patients as the high demands of healthcare continues. Accessibility to doctors can be challenging. Now, I mentioned it was back in October we talked with our next guest about a new program at the University of Saskatchewan, the Master of Physician Assistant Studies program launched. There's 20 students in the program right now. Today, he is joining us under a new title. Ashley Milham is now the Director, CAPA Director for Saskatchewan. So this is the Canadian Association of Physician Assistants. It's an important organization in the country, and bringing us that perspective, plus, what did I say, 35 years of experience with the Canadian Armed Forces doing this type of work now. He practices at the Regina General Hospital, and I'm very glad to have Ashley Milham joining us today. Ashley, thanks so much for taking the call.
Yeah, thanks for having me again today, Evan. Appreciate it.
Today is officially National Physician Assistant Day, so it's a day we can thank you for what you do. But let's talk about that. For those that might have missed our chat when we did the first time, what are physician assistants? What exactly are the duties? What's the role you play in healthcare?
So as a physician assistant, we are medically trained advanced care providers who work alongside our supervising physicians, providing, you know, the care people need, which includes on a day-to-day basis, you know, seeing our patients, taking their histories, doing our physical exams, you know, ordering and interpreting tests, and assisting the doctors in providing the care to those patients that are that meet up here in Saskatchewan.
Is this a fairly new position in terms of healthcare? I know you've been doing this for a number of years, but when did we first see physician assistants stepping onto the healthcare scene?
Yeah, so physician assistants in Canada started in the early 2000s. Obviously, as I mentioned, our previous interview was with the Canadian Armed Forces. The Canadian Armed Forces realized that there was a need for physician extenders on naval ships and various places around the world. So the profession was developed in the Canadian Armed Forces, where we were able to start with a two-year program that was recognized by the Canadian Medical Association in 2004. And from there, we started with the Canadian Forces and expanded slowly into Ontario and Manitoba with the first cohorts of civilian PAs graduating in 2010. And from 2010 onward, there's been physician assistants working in Ontario, Manitoba, and then they started into New Brunswick, Nova Scotia, and Alberta shortly after that. And starting as of last year, with myself being hired in April, we've had physician assistants hired and working in every province across Canada.
It's a good news story, and I love the work that that you and others that are with the experience and the professional role you have do in our healthcare profession. What were you doing before, and what drew you to this? You have 35 years with the Canadian Armed Forces. What was your job, your profession before, and the attraction to this move?
Yeah, so in the Canadian Forces, when I became a physician assistant, the requirements to become a physician assistant is where you are a military med tech or a medic, as we would call it.
Gotcha.
And as part of that was just the career progression to progress in the career, and also, you know, the expanded roles of being a professional. So at the time, early 2000s, we were in Afghanistan and we were in places like Bosnia. So I worked closely with physician assistants, and you see what they were doing on a day-to-day basis, providing the care. And that was kind of the thing I wanted to do. And so I did my TA course in 2008 and graduated in 2010. And then I moved on and was able to work as a physician assistant, supporting small teams deployed around the world for many years and providing the care that was needed. And then since when I retired from the military in 2022, I was actually working up in the Northwest Territories with a private company at a diamond mine, providing medical services for industry, where myself and another physician assistant were in that location, 250 kilometers north of Yellowknife, and we were able to support that facility with our doctors who were, you know, various places across Canada. If we needed to talk to our doctor, we just give them a call, and we were able to do all that remotely for those people in that location.
Ashley Milham is my guest. He's the director for Saskatchewan on the Canadian Association of Physician Assistants Association, and he is a physician's assistant working now at the General Hospital. I actually was talking with a friend of mine whose daughter is in this program now at the University of Saskatchewan, and you know, we were talking about what the benefit is to patients. What would you say? From your role in the spot now, what is the benefit to everyday Saskatchewan people having people like yourself, professionals like yourself, doing this work? What is the tangible benefit?
Yeah, there's several, and we have a lot of good examples from Ontario and Manitoba. For one, for instance, in Manitoba, the Manitoba Family Practice Clinic, the PAs in those clinics were able to increase the number of same-day appointments and allow those practices to attach hundreds of new patients to those practices that who otherwise had no primary care provider. In Ontario, in the emergency departments in Ontario, adding physician assistants cut patient times in the emergency departments by up to 2.5 hours, so it reduced that waiting time. And then it dramatically reduced the number of people that left the emergency department without being seen. In American trauma centers, PAs have helped the trauma team move more patients to the OR faster. You know, one level two center in Texas saw a 43% reduction in transfer time to surgery and, you know, a 51%, you know, transfer time to the ICU. So there is a dramatic increase in the speed at which patients are seen and taken care of. And then
Go ahead.
Some of the physician assistants are working, you know, in remote places, Alberta, Manitoba, including some of the fly-in locations in northern Manitoba. The physician assistants in those locations have made the difference between having an open or closed emergency department. Their presence has helped keep 24/7 emergency care running when there is no local physicians available. Two examples I can think of was in Gimli, Manitoba, and Bassano, Alberta, smaller towns, where PAs made it possible to keep the emergency room department doors open even when there was no physicians on site. And so what in that case is what happened was the physicians remained available electronically, but the PAs managed all the cases that they take, doing wound care, casting, and began stabilizing urgent cases. So they were able to keep those emergency rooms open without a physician at the site, you know, at the time.
It really is a good news story, Ashley. We've run out of time, but I appreciate you giving us some time today. Thanks for what you do. Happy National Physician Assistance Day. Thanks again, by the way, for your service to our country and the Canadian Armed Forces. And we will chat with you again soon, I'm sure.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Evan, and I'd just like to say I'm coming up tomorrow to exhibition. My brother is a beef cattle producer, Hereford producer, so he'll be showing cattle tomorrow at the Hereford Show and on Saturday at the Beef Supreme, so I'm looking forward to helping him out with that.
Just a great example of the connections that we all have in this province to agriculture. That was Ashley Milham, who is the Canadian Association of Physician Assistants Director for Saskatchewan, and a great chat about the important role they play in healthcare. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.